Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, the Braves playing really good baseball right now, and our man Grant McCauley is here to talk with us, Braves reporter. You listen to him from the Diamond on Sundays from 5 until 7 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant, before we talk about today, Mike and I spent a little time today because the game was on obviously earlier this afternoon talking about last night. How exciting was that win last night? It had a playoff atmosphere to it, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. I really felt like this whole series kind of had that atmosphere to it because, you know, we talked for so long about, you know, when are the Braves going to get tested? How are they going to do against these good teams that also want to go to October and that have been to October recently? We kind of got our answer in this Giants series. I mean, this was back and forth, a lot of excitement. The two walk-off wins, of course, the last night was an extremely exciting one. And then being able to, I think, get two other different kinds of games in there where you kind of went back and forth in a slugfest. Sure, it didn't go your way. And then in the finale, you went out there and you made it happen even without your A guys in the lineup. And I think there's a lot to take from this, and all of it seems to be pretty overwhelmingly positive for what the Braves were able to do to start this homestand against a very good club.
Everybody's clutch. Everybody's contributing. You know, we've talked about Duvall, obviously Arcia, Michael Harris again. We'll talk about today's game coming up. But Dansby is unbelievably on fire. I mean, at age 28, I always wondered, you know, when you're the first guy taken in the draft, I mean, shouldn't you be a guy that's doing this? Well, he's doing it, Grant. And what is his contract going to look like as he's just hit the 302 average mark today?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I think one that with every passing day seems to make you feel like that Dansby has picked a very good time to have a career year. Not that you pick those things. He certainly didn't pick any year to have a bad year, but he's putting it all together at a very important time for the Braves and a very important time for him because, you know, this is a club that there have been some changes, obviously, to the way, and we'll talk about this weekend, I'm sure, with Freddie Freeman coming back, and the big question about, you know, what's the personality of the club going to look like? How are they going to all come together? Who's going to be the leader of this team? I think very quietly and very much with the on-the-field performance, Dansby Swanson has kind of stepped into that void, and it's been a great season for him. There's no straight line path for development for guys. I mean, most first rounders and especially number one overall picks, they're going to come with an extreme amount of expectations. A lot of other players never have to live under that microscope. And I think Swanson's done a nice job of, you know, growing throughout his career. And this year, and even today, Brian Snitker was saying, this is mentally the toughest player that I've ever been around. And that's saying something after 4.5 decades in the game. And I don't think that that's just something he's saying just to say it. I think that Dansby has done a nice job of, you know, really trying to live through that hype and rise, obviously, to the expectations. And for whatever reason, timing, it just has shined on the year 2022, and it's looked awfully good. And he's been the Braves MVP, and I don't even think there's really a debate for that to this point in the year.
I agree with you. I also say, Grant, I think you should start in the All-Star game. I mean, there's nobody at his position playing better. There may be guys who have brand names that maybe more people know, but nobody's playing better right now than Dansby at shortstop.
Not on both sides of the ball. I think that Dansby's defensive value adds only, you know, it just sweetens his resume that much more. And I know that it's happening in Dodger Stadium. Trey Turner is having a good year, if not a great year. But I feel overall that Dansby Swanson has he has a clear case to start at the All-Star game at shortstop if he can win the fan vote. But either way, I mean, at this point, his ticket to the All-Star game should be rubber stamped. He's done everything he needs to do to be there, and there's a great honor in being on that team. It would be even better to see him start, and we'll see how it all plays out. Braves fans can obviously play a big role in that over the coming weeks and see if they can't get Dansby that start because it all comes down to the fan vote to begin with. But being on that club, I mean, that's still a heck of an honor.
It is our man Grant McCauley, guys, as the Braves got off to a 1.71 lead. Kyle Wright started to wobble a little bit. The bullpen was a little shaky. It was kind of like Chinese water torture as they were chipping away at the lead, kind of like the way we chipped away the other night in this series.
Yeah, it was, and I feel like that's kind of the hallmark of a good team, isn't it, when you may get down early, but you don't have to get them all back at one time. And I think the Giants kind of proved that with what they were doing in this particular day. And Kyle Wright on a hot day where it just didn't seem like he had his location where he needed it to be or wanted it to be. The Giants beat the shift a bunch of times in the first inning, so you kind of got the feeling like, okay, it's going to be one of those days. And the last couple of starts for him has been double-digit hits, and that's not a usual thing based on what we've seen from how Kyle has pitched this year. So I think you take lessons in all different shapes and sizes. And for Kyle, maybe it's just some minor adjustments and tweaks. He throws a lot of strikes. He only walked one guy today. He hit three batters, but he only walked one guy. And when you do throw a lot of strikes and you're around the plate and you have a team that knows how to handle the bat like the Giants, you know, some of the results can be some bad ball luck. And I think that Kyle was a victim of that a little bit today as well.
All right. What about Darnell? You talk about guys that are just quietly getting it done. Darnell is one of these guys as well. He had three hits today, two RBI to help the Braves win, but he's also been just quietly getting it done.
He has, and the Braves catching duo of Travis Darnell and William Contreras have been the most productive group of catchers in all of Major League Baseball. I mean, another home run for Travis, which is just something he and William have both been providing, is a whole bunch of long balls, also a lot of RBIs. They're approaching 20 home runs and 50 runs knocked in as a duo behind the plate, as a platoon. You look across all of baseball, those two numbers for any catchers in all 30 teams, they lead, and it's not even close. And the Braves catchers are on pace for a 41-homer, 110-run batted-in season. You'll take that. Even if it's two guys splitting the time, you will take that production out of any position. And Travis handling the staff, what William has done, I think, is really step forward and, you know, find himself as a well-rounded catcher. It's not just offensively his profile, but what they're both bringing to handling the Braves pitching staff is invaluable. And what a duo right now. I don't think there's one better in all of baseball.
Everything's cooking right now. I mean, even Goslin goes 2-for-4 in a spot start because Arcia obviously has been doing more of the work at second base. So the bottom of the lineup, Arcia took over for Austin Riley. We were really nervous when the roster was announced and they were giving everybody the day off, and they still pulled it off, Grant.
Yeah, no Acuna, no Riley, no Duvall, obviously no Ozzy, and no problem for the Braves to take 3 out of 4 from the Giants. And Riley got himself a little bit banged up on that diving play a couple of nights ago where he almost went down the stairs into the Giants' dugout. Yeah, so they were just trying to rest him up a little bit. He did come into the game late last night, and I think the idea was just to give him an extra day because the Braves have got a pretty big series coming up and not as many off days as they make the run toward the All-Star game. So you'll take the rest where you can, and you'll certainly take a win on a day where you don't have, essentially, again, just throwing Ozzie Albies into it, 4 of the regulars that you expect to be contributing to the Braves on a nightly basis.
Tomorrow, what do you expect with the return of Freddie?
I would expect there to be a lot of emotions, and it's going to be bittersweet. It's going to be, I think, just a wide range of reaction from, and I'm sure feelings that come with those. I expect there to be a very warm and very long ovation for Freddie Freeman when he gets his World Series ring, and I think that that's been earned. I mean, he left everything out there on the field. He gave everything he had to the Atlanta Braves. It's regrettable that the contract negotiations did not end up working out in a way where that partnership could continue, but, you know, this is a guy who, I mean, he took great pride in putting on that Braves uniform, and I think you've got to appreciate that. Now, the fact that he's put on another uniform now, and when you get into the game and maybe after that first at-bat, it becomes business as usual and you boo the good players for the other teams, maybe that's the way that goes. But I think Freddie Freeman has earned his place in Braves lore, and I hope that, you know, fans take a moment to, even if you're exhausted from hearing about it and you kind of had put it away and thought we were done with it, you know, maybe once you get through this, there'll be a little bit of catharsis. But I know for Freddie, it's probably going to be pretty strange. I mean, he's going to be, you know, hoarded by media, you know, myself included, and dozens and dozens of other people. Sunday Night Baseball is going to be in town, so it's going to be a very, very big weekend. There's a Fox National game on Saturday as well, and, you know, he's coming back to Atlanta and visiting as a visiting player and in that visiting clubhouse for the first time in his career. It's going to be totally different, but overall, mixed emotions. I expect it to be mostly positive, and I think it's going to be kind of an exciting moment, if you will, for, you know, maybe everybody to take a look at what they've accomplished and be proud of that.
Grant, I'll never forget, like, literally crying my little eyeballs out as a nine-year-old when I saw Tom Seaver in a Reds uniform up at Shea. It is a surreal experience for some, a lot of Braves fans. Just real quick, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow, but Mark Bowman, who covers the Braves for MLB.com, he kind of went back and revisited the timeline of the negotiations. Mm-hmm. Does that jibe with what you heard, that basically maybe Freddie should have, in hindsight, been a little more proactive with what his agent was saying to the Braves?
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. And that's been the prevailing, you know, thought and the prevailing information that has been discussed, is that, you know, they kind of went hard in an ultimatum style fashion to get Freddie his contract. And it was above and beyond anything that the Braves had previously discussed or were interested in offering or were able to offer, or however you want to word that. Yeah, I feel like that's pretty much the story there. I talked with Alden Gonzalez of ESPN. He's going to be writing a big piece that'll be coming out this weekend with Sunday Night Baseball being in town. And that's one of the things he asked me. It's like, where do you feel like people point the blame in all of this? I mean, who's really responsible for Freddie Freeman not being a Brave? And my answer to him was, I really feel like it's on Freddie's representation. I feel like they kind of overplayed their hand, and as a result, moves were made, and it was not the ones that they were anticipating.
Grant, great job as always. Braves win again today, guys. 3-4 from the Giants. Good team. And we're in front of them as far as the wild card is concerned. We still have a few more matchups with them, but then we've got the Dodgers coming in here tomorrow. It should be a fun, fun weekend. Grant McCauley, thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.